got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
You unite in the races. Oh, my, hold on. Uniting the races. Uniting, oh, it was turned down low. Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Hi, y'all. You can get involved right now by calling 888-77-53-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question is a doozy. It's a doozy. Do you suffer the consequences of your action? Do you suffer for the consequences of your actions? What an amazing question. It's amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you, like, are not able to sit and watch the show live, you podcast it because you're out and about or whatever, or just running around the house, getting the kids ready to send them to public school to be destroyed. Or you're just a mother and you don't feel like raising a man's children. You send them off to the schools to be destroyed. You can still listen to the show live as it is happening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And you can always podcast the show. Just know that, all right? You can podcast the show. It's amazing. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. Buy Me a Coffee. /JLP Talk. Buy Me a Coffee. /JLP Talk. Or Bon JLP Cash App. Bon JLP Cash App. And to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. All right. Just FYI. So believe it or not, it's Tuesday again. Already. And some of the new people are like, oh, Jesse, I like the country and western Tuesday. Oh, why do you like it? Well, I grew up with that music down in Sweet Home, Alabama, on the plantation, when America was amazing. Really. And so all we could get on the radio was country and western music at one time. Eventually, that changed. We started to get the black music as well. But we can get country and western music. And that was during the days when country and western music music was amazing.
Yeehaw!
So it is Tuesday, and every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What the? Who let the dogs out?
Amazing. 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 I have some updated news for you folks. And I was thinking about this over the weekend, and I would talk to a friend about it. And he reminded me, and which is so true, I have updated news for you. Listen up. I have been reminding you for a long time, or warning you. It's a warning first, right? I have been warning you that America was becoming South Africa. I'm like, wake up, wake up, wake up. America is becoming South Africa. Over in Mommy Africa, they are... white people have given in to the blacks, and they've given up their country and allowed the blacks to take over, and things have gotten worse and not even better at all. I'm like, they have ran the white people away from their, businesses and the inner city part of the town, of the country there, and all type of good things that were happening. And that they ran, the whites are gone now. They're back on the farmland. And I said that, so the blacks are not satisfied with destroying the buildings and the inner cities, and they created a ghetto right there in South Africa. Even though they're running it now, they're running it into the ground. I said, you've allowed Nelson Mandela and his crew and his mind, communist mindset to take over South Africa. And so the white people move out into the farmland. And I said that the blacks are going to follow them out there and rob and rape and kill. South Africa got rid of the police just like they did in America. And now it is bad. It's so bad in South Africa that even the white people, they have security alarms. They have those big bars around their homes. At the gate, when you walk up to the front of the home, at some of the homes, they have an alarm system there. And in some cases, they have electric wire fences around their home. They have to lock up at night with all that's there. They still have to lock up at night in pure prison. In prison, in their own homes. And they hired security guards. That didn't work. And the blacks are still going out there robbing and raping and killing, not only in their own homes, some of the homes, but along the roadside and everything. And I said that it's because the white people just won't speak up. They are afraid of being called a racist. And they have lost their country now. And it is bad. It's capital B, bad. And I saw the same thing happening here as it was happening in our government. You were putting blacks into government, especially black females. You were putting radical liberal black males into government. You were putting black women into police departments and letting them take over everything, and black radical males. And I said, the same thing is happening. It's happening right now. Watch out. Look, it's happening. What happened in South Africa is now happening in America. Oh, no, everybody stay quiet. Quiet about it. And then I said, then they got rid of the police. They listened to a radical, evil, communist, socialist organization called Black Lives Matter, built up a bunch of black radical lesbians. They said they're lesbians. They don't believe in a nuclear family or anything. They don't believe in America. They told you to get rid of the police and let the criminal out of jail, and you did it. They told the white people to lick their feet, bow down, lick the feet of the blacks right there, and some did it. I said, you know what? You don't see you're creating South Africa in America, and it's only going to get worse. You took away the police because some radical, God-hating, black, fat, radical lesbians told you to. Think about that. They told you if you didn't get rid of the police, you're a racist. And they made up lies that the police committed police brutality on the blacks. And you fell for that lie. I said, no, don't do it. Don't let these people take over your country. It can only become a ghetto. It can't get better. It's not in them to make it better. And you didn't listen due to fear. And guess what you were fear of? This is mind-blowing to me. I understand it. Though I'm saying it's mind-blowing, I understand how fear works now. I understand how desperation works. I understand how evil works. To the depths that I understand now, I'm learning more all the time. But I said, don't do it. The blacks are not capable of making America good. They don't improve on what America already is. They'll destroy it. Look what they do to every community you turn over to them. I said it, and you didn't listen. I think they call that a voice in the wilderness or something like that. I said, America, I said, if you doubt me, go over to South Africa and take a look or talk to some of the white people over there. Even some blacks in South Africa, they want the white people back. They're telling white people, come back. They did that in another part of Africa. The white people left. They ran the white people off. And the black people start starving. They couldn't eat anymore because they didn't farm anything or anything. And they were begging the white man to come back. And some came back, went back. So I'm selling to say, hey, the blacks can't build anything. They don't know how to run anything. They only make it worse. They're even now considering an empty, lost shell as president on the Democratic Party side. But anyway, I said, don't do it. You're going to regret it. And you went and elected Barack Obama. And then you took away the police. I want you to think about that. You took away the police that is paid to protect us with our tax dollars. And you took them away because some radical blacks told you to. Lawless people who could care less about the law. And you took away the police. There are no police now. There are a few, but they're just like security guards. They don't ever show up on time for the incident. By the time they get there, the criminals are gone. And the police pretend that they're looking around for them. You, I want you to think about that. You listened to some radical, godless blacks that told you to get rid of the police. And these same people are against your Second Amendment. They say, hey, get rid of that too. And you're like, okay. I'm like, no, don't be afraid. Don't listen to it. Fear is not of God. God did not give you a spirit of fear. And if God did not give you a spirit of fear, where did it come from? Do you want to be afraid? And you didn't listen. And now, America is South Africa. America is South Africa. And you know what? Unfortunately, I guess, I like that word. I don't know if I need to use it, but I'll use it. Unfortunately, I don't know if it's unfortunate or not. It's going to only get worse now. It's already to the point now where these thugs are going out into the suburbs and robbing every day. At night, they do it now when the people are home. They're at home. They're in the house. And they break in and they rob. And the people upstairs in some cases. And it's only going to get worse. You have no police now. You have no Second Amendment anymore. Everything is in favor of the criminal. Everything. Now, the laws are in support of the criminal now. Think about that. They tell you if they come into your house or your business, if they go into your business, you don't do anything. You can't do anything. Let them take what they want up to $1,000. And now they go out, they park their cars out there in the shopping parking lot. They go in and get $1,000. They go in and get another $1,000. As long as they stay in the range of $1,000. And there's nothing you can do about it. America is over. You have gotten rid of the police. You accuse the police. Now, I see the blacks accusing the police because they get money from it. They can get a lawsuit. They know their kids were no good, and that's why the police had the incident with him, but instead of doing that, my baby, you killed my baby. You hit my baby. You handcuffed my baby. Because they see dollar bills. Not because they thought they had good kids, adult kids or young kids. America is gone. And apparently, and I've said it before, we've played all this before, They are doing it to all of the white nations, the Christian white nations. The whites, and not all but most, not all but most, have given up on the power, the love, the light of God. They've given up God. They have chosen fear. And they allow, think about this. Not only are they allowing the people to destroy the country, they're bringing them in from foreign land. And in bringing them in, they're allowing them to rob, rape, murder, run them off their own land, and take over their country. All the white Christian countries. And it's happening to America. It's over for America. And it's over for the white country. And my question is, what's going to happen when all of the white countries have been recreated in the image of the asshole countries that these people have come from and are coming from? What then? What then? I don't know if you heard or not. So if you listened to the Hate Report or the Hate Show yesterday, hate.com, you may have heard about this. And I don't know, did you play it on your show about the riot in Europe?
Yeah, we got into it a little bit.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's the Inca baby.
I was just showing some graphs about how Pew Research shows that a lot of the countries you were just talking about don't want any more immigration when you ask the voters.
I know. The voters don't have any say-so anymore. The voters have voted in the people who took away their power to speak up. Isn't that amazing? The voters don't have any say-so anymore. You voted in egotistical, power-hungry politicians. And now they don't care, especially if you're white. They don't care if you are mad, angry. They say, well, you don't have a right to be mad at the illegal aliens. They want them over here and over in the white country to vote for them. There's been rioting happening in Europe. The whites are going through exactly what the whites are going through in America. Pure hell. And they have no help. Zero. They have a government that is against them and for the illegal aliens. And they don't care if it's true or not, allegedly or not alleged, that you get killed, robbed, and raped. But if a white person do it to a non-white person, it's all over the media, is used for destruction. According to the news report, this is how the whole deal unfolded over there in England. ABC 7, three young girls were killed and nine others injured in a stabbing attack last Monday at a dance school in Southport, England. That's happening in America now, and it's going to get worse. A 17-year-old boy from the area was arrested on suspicion of murder and attempted murder. Watch this from ABC 7.
Out of the horrifying scene out of the United Kingdom, a 17-year-old boy is in custody, accused of a stabbing spree at a children's dance class. Three girls under the age of 10 were killed. Now investigators are trying to figure out a motive behind this grisly attack. ABC's Rena Roy has the latest.
An urgent investigation is underway into a fatal stabbing outside Liverpool in the United Kingdom.
It is understood that the children were attending a Taylor Swift event at a dance school when the offender, armed with a knife, walked into the premises and started to attack inside.
Authorities believe two adults were trying to protect the children, three little girls killed, identified as Alice Aguiar, Bebe King, and Elsie Stancombe. The suspect, a 17-year-old boy who was also critically injured, is in custody, charged with murder and attempted murder.
I know the whole country is deeply shocked at what they've seen and what they've heard.
Authorities say the motive remains unclear, but they've ruled out a terror-related attack. Taylor Swift responding on Instagram, writing in part, "They were just little kids at a dance class. I am at a complete loss for how to ever convey my sympathies to these families." King Charles saying, quote, "Heartfelt condolences, prayers, and deepest sympathies to the families and loved ones, and to all those affected by this truly appalling attack."
Amazing. Your phony prayers and your outrage don't mean a thing. You set it up like this, government, and you allowed it to happen, we the people, and this is what you're getting. Because you're afraid. White people are afraid to speak up. And now those little girls are dead. And this is not the first time or the second time or the third time or the fourth time. And yet, you still vote in the same kind of people who are just not about you at all. That's happening in America right now. The black-on-black crime, it always happens because that's what black people do to each other, right? But it's happening to whites now. By the blacks. According to Wikipedia, that the guy that was allegedly committed the crime is Atso Ruda Kabana. R-U-D-A-K-U-B-A-N-A. Ruda Kabana. And he looked black. There he is. That's him when he was little, according to the story. And that's him as an older person. He got the black hair for sure. Radical hair. He looked black to me. And he looked African or something. You allow them into your country, this is what you're going to get. You allow them into America, this is what you're going to get. President Trump said, you got all kind of people coming from America. I'm sure some of them are nice, but they're coming from asshole country with their asshole ideas. They don't fit into this culture or white culture or Christian culture. And now the whites are rioting over there in Europe. And who you think going to get locked up? The boy that was accused of doing this? Or the time and time again when this happened? Or the white people who are rioting? Who do you think going to get locked up? ABC is reporting that rioters set fire and broke into a hotel used to shelter asylum seekers in northern England on Sunday. I want you to watch this news coverage of that riot from ABC 7.
Less than a week after three small girls were killed in a Taylor Swift-themed dance class in Southport near Liverpool in northwest England, far-right protests, anti-immigrant, anti-Muslim protests have continued to take place in cities across the UK. On Saturday, they took place in cities such as Bristol in the west of England, Hull in the northeast, Belfast in Northern Ireland, Liverpool, Manchester as well. There were scenes of violent clashes between far-right protesters and police, a number of whose officers were injured when they had things like bricks and bottles thrown at them. There were also violent scenes when anti-racist protesters and far-right protesters managed to get to one another. For the most part, they were kept apart by police officers. We also saw vehicles being set on fire. There were also reports of looting in some instances as well. Prime Minister Keir Starmer saying that the police had the government's full backing to try to keep the streets of Britain safe and to take full measures that were necessary against those that, in his words, were looking to sow hate. Now, these protests began in the wake of this stabbing that, as I say, left three girls killed, seriously injured eight others and left two adults in hospital. There was misinformation spread on social media, particularly X, that said that the perpetrator was a recent migrant and who was Muslim. As a result of this misinformation, the judge presiding the case took the unusual step of lifting reporting restrictions on the 17-year-old boy, who turns out to be born in Cardiff in Wales and whose parents came to the UK in the wake of the Rwandan genocide. They came from that country.
Amazing. If the boy had been white and they were putting out that kind of thing, you think the judge would have lifted the information? No. And white people, they want you rioting. And then when you're rioting, you're going to have the illegal aliens, the people from foreign country, come and fight against you, and they're going to accuse you. They're going to say you're racist. They want you doing this. This is why you should drop anger so you can see how to deal with the issues of life in the right way. You've been set up. 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE, 888-775-3773. Let me take a quick break. When I come back, your phone calls and super chats. Back in a moment.
Mm-hmm. Hey, listen, before I ask my question, I want to thank you so much. The silent prayer, you know, I'm 50 years old. At home, we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, to just be silent, bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around after we've done our silent prayer before we eat, to see the excitement in my kids' faces, like, oh yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today. Or the other one will be like, yeah, you know, I had a couple things that I've been thinking about. It really takes root, Jesse. And so I want to thank you so much. And ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Tony. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You're going to know God and His love. It's going to be amazing, man. Amazing. 888-77-JESSE. I speak of this and as a warning to you that it's only going to get worse. American government and European government no longer support the people. They want power. They want wealth. And they are now catering to the visitors of the land and not the people who own the land in white countries. And it's only going to get worse. I'm going to get to your calls. I just want to show you this. It's so evil. And it's just mind-blowing. I'm blown away. I never imagined in growing up. And some of you know I grew up on a plantation down in Alabama under the Jim Crow law and all that stuff. Life was amazing. My America was beautiful. I never imagined that it would come to this, and then the same thing would be happening in Europe and other white countries. The attack on white people blows my mind. And not necessarily that the attack is happening, but the fear of white Americans for the last, since I've been aware of this, last 30 to 40 years, the fear to speak up is mind-blowing to me. This is a little more information from the riot that's happening in Europe over some black guy been accused of, over there in England. In England, some black guy been accused of killing a couple of little white girls at a dance party. And the riots that happened over there now. Here is from ABC. Or maybe this is X. A video of the rioter attacking a hotel used to house asylum seekers. Watch this.
Oh, Mandarin. Bahrain. Oh, wow.
Where are you bastards?
They're in! Fucking hell!
They are the going upstairs at all.
Get him out! Get him out! Look at
them! And we have the same thing over here. Remember in New York, the mayor of New York? He put them in 4 or 5 stars hotels. They built, they took old buildings in Chicago and other places, and made available for the illegal aliens. Free everything. And some of the illegal aliens over here are complaining about the food. Though it's free. Did they have a better, did they have better food over wherever they came from? And white people, you're rioting over there. And what did the prime minister say about it, Nick?
Oh, you know, I'm looking at it, Keir Starmer's Twitter right now. That's the prime minister of the UK. And here's a tweet 22 hours ago. This is not a protest. It is pure violence. We will have a standing army of public duty officers. We will ramp up criminal justice. We will apply criminal law online as well as offline. So you better not say anything racist online. And so far, that sounds nice, right? But he ends it off with this. We will not tolerate attacks on mosques or Muslim communities. So he seems to be thinking of only one side.
It's not your own government is not trying to protect Christians and churches. Christian churches, they're protecting the Muslims, not the citizens. And these people come into your country, my country here in America, and they shout, "Death to America." Think about that. On your own land, death to America in Washington, D.C. And the president is home. Right at home, they can hear it. And nobody does a thing about it. It's like men who are getting beat up by their wives every day now. And they do nothing about it. They don't do anything. They don't have them arrested, the wives. They just get beat up. Making the wife or causing or encouraging the wife to hate them more. White people are being encouraged due to their weakness and not dealing with life in the right way. I mean, deal with it the right way, not radical. But you're making them hate you more. And the government, the white government, is not on the white people's side. Following the attack, Muslim patrol groups began to unite. Muslim patrol groups began to unite. According to these stories, X is reporting Muslim patrol groups unite. Watch this. Allah Akbar, in a foreign land, in a land where the government of that land allowed them to come in. Can they go over there to their countries and shout Allah Akbar and go after their government like that? Can they do that? Why are they so brave over in England and America, but they're not that brave in their own country? And if there's, why don't they go back to their country and make their country better if they don't like over here and over there in England? Allah Akbar, they are uniting against the citizens of the country of England and America. And if you fight back, you're called racist. This is why I'm telling you, don't be angry. Drop the anger. There's never, ever a situation or reason to be angry. And when you don't are not angry, you have a clear mind, you believe me, you function in a way that protects you and not go against you. But the government wants you angry, evil wants you angry. They want the Muslims and the whites fighting. Why do you think they let them in? They let them in so they can bring all this destruction between the races so that they can get power and wealth. It's a setup. Another quick video from X. It's a video of the Muslim patrol groups attacking white British citizens. Why, citizens? The visitors are attacking. And I don't hear the government calling that racism or anti-white. Why don't we hear the government saying that? Something about that. It's happening in America too. If you don't overcome your fear, you're not going to be able to live in this world with perfect peace. You're going to be in it, of it, part of it, and in fear and everything. And then you're going to be depressed, and you're going to have to go down to your phony counselor and get some pills and get worse and not get better. You got to overcome fear. Fear is your enemy. Fear is not good. And I'm talking about spiritual fear, not physical fear. You're supposed to be careful with that. But spiritual fear is evil. And last but not least, this is from Sky News. Sky News abruptly cut its live feed as a mob of migrants surrounded its reporters. Watch this.
Community leaders have been speaking to the police as well because...
Free Palestine! Free
Palestine! But I think, apologies for the language you're hearing, but a sense of the anger, I think you can hear there.
Yeah, Casey, I think we... Becky, I apologise. We need to leave you there and... we'll have security there and we will leave that. And I apologise once again...
On the run.
..for... the language that
free Palestine over in Europe. Why don't you go back to Palestine? I never understood why people go to a foreign land and attack the foreign land that allowed them to come in and give them free stuff. Free Palestine in England. Go back to Palestine. If you're so free over there, what you doing over there, over here? According to ABC 7, the far right according to ABC 7, the far right has seized on and spread a wave of disinformation, including false claim that the attacker was an immigrant, to mobilize anti-Muslim and anti-immigrant protests. Police say the suspect was born in Britain. I don't care about that. I care about you can allow foreigners to come into your own land and take over and try to hurt you. I wonder what happened to Baker, that news lady. He left her there, he said. I'm sorry, Baker, we're going to leave. Bye. And we'll have protection for you. It's like invite family members to your house for vacation or something, and they stay a week or two, and they say, you know, they rule your house. You're afraid to tell them to go home. They eat up all your, you have a little candy yam left over from the day before, and you at work, and you can't wait to go back home. And had dinner and have the rest of your candy yam because you know it's good. It's been sitting there for a day. And you look in the refrigerator, they ate it up. And they sit around waiting for you to bring some more dinner home. That's what's happening to America and Europe and the white countries. 888, it's a spiritual battle. It's such a spiritual battle. I don't know what to say about it. And all the way you're going to understand it, the only way you're going to clearly see what's going on and how to handle it in the right way, you must be born of the Spirit. All who are born of the woman, of the flesh, of the woman, of the flesh, of the woman, must be born of the Spirit of the Father. Otherwise, you're lost. You're lost. Whether you know it or not, you are lost. And you have fear. All lost people have fear. All lost people are desperate. They are a desperate people or a desperate person. And a desperate person is a murderer. They'll do anything. It don't matter if it's family member or whatever. A desperate person. What do you think wives do to the men's children when they go and lie and cry and pretend that, oh, they fight to keep the children away? Those are evil, angry, desperate women. They're wicked, and they have no love for anyone or anything but themselves. And that's not love. It's fake. 888-775-3773. Let me go to the busy phones here. Amazing time going by. Colton is a first-time caller out of Missouri. Colton, Carlton, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you, Jesse.
Yes.
How are you?
All is well. Thanks for calling.
So my question, mainly being a first-time caller, would be essentially like advice. And essentially, like, because I was never raised Christian at all. It was hidden from me in the sense of, like, it was kept away. They wanted me to learn at my own pace, but I never really got
together. Are you on a speakerphone or something, Carlton?
No, sir.
Are you on a headset, Blue YouTube or something?
No, sir.
Oh, okay, go ahead. Cause it sounds kind of weird, but go ahead.
But, yeah, religion-wise, was never, like, introduced to me as a child growing up, and I was just calling to see if, like, advice in the sense of, like, getting into it. Like, how does one get back into Christianity and get in touch with God again?
Well, don't try to get back into religion. You want to get back a return to the Father within, the kingdom of heaven inside of you. And the way you do that is start to pay attention as to what's happening in you, inside of you, your imagination and emotions. And you want to overcome that because all emotions, all thoughts, and all emotions are evil. The so-called love, good feeling thoughts, and the so-called bad ones are all evil. So you want to become aware, come out of the darkness of thoughts, of your imagination, and the Father within you will make you free, and you will be fine. Don't try to get into religion. You want to return to the Father. It's a spiritual thing.
Okay.
Have you heard me say, forgive your mother and father?
Yes, sir, I have.
Have you done that?
I have not yet.
And why not?
In the sense of I don't know how. I don't know how to forgive them. That's why I was mainly calling.
Okay, let's say that you realize you are angry at your mother. She imposed a will on you, or she turned you against your father or whatever, right? And you realize she was the villain, not the victimizer. She created the problem, and you see it now, and you realize in yourself, wow, I can't help myself with this anger. She probably couldn't help herself. When you see that what she did it, but she couldn't help herself, you just go to her and say, hey, mother, I realize I have been resenting you. I'm angry at you for turning me away from my father or imposing your will on me or whatever, play victim. I realize now you couldn't help yourself because I see I can't help myself. I'm sorry for being angry at you. And if she said, if she apologized, fine. If she doesn't, fine. You forgive her and God will forgive you. And the same with your father. And if you see that the anger you have is wrong because you're playing God, and you see that it's wrong to play God, God will save you, man, from that, and you'll be fine.
Right. Okay.
But you got to face your mother and your father and have no expectation.
I got you on that one. I appreciate it.
And do the silent prayer. Are you familiar with the silent prayer?
I am not, actually. I'm a new viewer. I just got into you a couple months ago, to be honest.
Go to rebuildingaman.com/prayer. And I want you to just be still. Cut out. Don't be hooping and hollering and begging God for anything and praying for your mama and praying for this. Just be still. And you can follow the instruction, but you want to just become aware of those thoughts. All thoughts are all lies, except for practical thoughts. You know, go to work, save your mind, and blah, blah, blah. But those thoughts, they're giving you images of yourself and telling who you are and who you're not. You need to let all that pass. Do the silent prayer so you can come out of your thoughts, all right?
All right.
Rebuildingtheman.com/prayer.
I appreciate that.
Let me know how it goes.
All right.
All right, buddy.
Take care, man.
All right. 888-7753-773. Let me go over to Australia, her around the world, and talk to Renee, a first-time caller. Renee, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
I sent a question through BuyMeACoffee last night.
BuyMeACoffee.com.
I'm happy to call you back.
Okay.
Yeah. And I was asking, I think I might have blasphemed the Holy Spirit and I've been freaking out. Like I'm freaking out right now on this phone call.
So do we have her super chat there? Oh, hold on. Let me read the super chat real fast.
Oh, let me pull it up. Give me a sec.
Okay.
She was the one who said that she's immoral with somebody, and then she was in a panic, concerned about it.
Yeah, I was filled with the Holy Spirit last year. I had a physical experience, so I know I'm born again. And I did something with my ex, and now I'm just worried that I've committed the unforgivable sin.
And what's the unforgivable sin?
Well, I don't know.
You don't know?
That's what I'm asking you. I think, I'm not sure. Well, just, I guess, having an experience like that and knowing that God is real,
what
and
type
then
of, what
doing
type?
Something wrong, I,
what type of
said in my...
What type of spirit you have with the Holy Spirit?
Well, I had a feeling of the Spirit. It was physical. I was sitting in my room, and I went into the silent prayer. I was overcome with this feeling to go into the silent prayer, and I'd only been doing it every morning for like 3 weeks, and then I did it this one night, and I'd just forgiven my mum and dad that week, and then
Renee,
like
can you hold for me?
Yep.
Do not hang up. Hold on, okay?
Sure.
888-7753-773. Two more hours to go. A quick top of the hour news break. Hake is coming in with hate news, not the fake news. And I'll be back in a moment. Two more hours to go. Back to the phones and the super chats. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to rebuildingtheman.com if you want an autograph copy, or call 800-411-2663.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. They say that cackling Kamala Harris has selected her VP candidate pick for vice president. Oh, Lord. Governor Tim Walz of WALZ. Supposedly Lutheran, they say. I don't know. But of Minnesota. He was in charge over the George Floyd riots. Not a good guy. He was started out moderate. Now he's a far-left extremist liberal, but they're pretending that he's a good guy. It's a mess. What else is going on in the world? The storm, Debbie. It was a hurricane. Now it's a strong tropical storm moving through Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina this week. Watch out, guys. And peace in the Middle East. We'll see if it starts. Probably not. This is the end of hour one of the J.C. Lee Peterson Show. It is Tuesday, Country and Western Tuesday. You see JLP right there. August 6th, AD 2024. Happy Men's History Month, everybody. Men's history is for everyone. Makes everybody's life better. Stay tuned for hour two. JLP will be right back to your calls, guys and gals, ladies and gents. But first, take news, not fake news. The lines are full, guys. The lines are full. Louisiana officials unveiled posters, according to Commie Nonsense Network, of the Ten Commandments that could soon be placed in every public school classroom across the state. Based. The designs are not final, but instead represent a potential ways for schools to follow the state law requiring most kindergarten through 12th grade schools, elementary through high school, to display posters with a with the religious text and the righteous text based. Anyway, fiddle with the green. Tim Walz is the pick. Kamala Harris has decided on Tim Walz as her running mate. How would you like to be the beta that has to run with her? Embarrassing. Supposedly she's made her decision as for Tim Walz, the governor of Minnesota, as her choice, a Midwestern Democrat. He used to be pretty good on the Second Amendment. He used to support the NRA, and then he turned on the NRA. Disgraceful. And he's always very pro-abortion and pro-LGBTIQ. He supported Black Lives Matter, idiocy, and other things. A sick person. He's a former educator. And he was also in the National Guard. And he chairs the Democrat Governors Association. Served 12 years in Congress. I'm calling it served himself. Representing a conservative-leaning rural district that before and after his tenure has been mostly dominated by Republicans. So he played the game like Bill Clinton used to. Trying to cater to both sides. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Anyway, moving forward. Oh, by the way, they're going to rally in like Pennsylvania or something like that. I thought I heard. Meanwhile, our greatest president, Donald J. Trump's running mate, J.D. Vance, is set to campaign in the city of Philadelphia, I think, the brotherly love city, after both of them held a rally in Georgia on Saturday. I heard that Kamala is expected to have like 10,000 people at her campaign rally somewhere. Isn't that nice? Not. Debbie, Tropical Storm Debbie, used to be a hurricane. Now it's a tropical storm. It has moved through. It's moving through Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina this week. At least five people have been killed in the southeast in the United States since Debbie made landfall Monday, yesterday. More than a month's worth of rain in Florida in a matter of days, right? Prompting widespread evacuations amid hazardous travel. Rainfall totals of at least a foot expected to stretch from northern Florida to southeastern North Carolina through Friday night. Some areas, especially coastal South Carolina and Georgia, could pick up as much as 30 inches of rain. Multiply that by 2.54 to get your centimeters for those of you Europeans want to relate to the Americans in the same time frame. What a mess. I'll have to tell you about the Middle East in the next hour. Because I'm James Hake, and now we're returning to the J.C. Lee Peterson Show, Hour 2.
have to stand up strong, make the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show already. That's amazing. You can get involved. There is one line open if you want to jump in there. You can get involved by calling 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. And if you like running around busy, you can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad, all right, by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live. And then you can podcast the show and still listen to it again or watch it again by calling the listen line on 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, and we're going to get to your super chats here. To donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. And bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Oh, my biblical question for this week. And it's a doozy. And y'all can go over there to X and respond too. Good morning, X. Respond to the biblical question. I want to know what you're thinking as well about the biblical question. Do you suffer the consequences of your action? Do you suffer the consequences of your actions? That's the biblical question. It's Tuesday. It's the second hour on Tuesday. It is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back. Oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What dog?
What dog?
Who let the dogs out?
A son dog.
Amazing.
Amazing. Oh, don't forget to subscribe on YouTube. JLP on YouTube, all right, YouTube page there. Subscribe. Y'all know what to do. What the? Let me go quickly back to Renee out of Australia. I put Renee on hold because we ran out of time at the top of the hour. And Renee is feeling pain because she had an experience with the Holy Spirit. And then her boyfriend came over and the Holy Spirit went out the window. Oh, Renee, like, so much for the Holy Spirit. Renee, so what was your experience with the Holy Spirit?
Well, I mean, that's what I think it was. I was sitting on the end of my bed, and all of a sudden, just like this powerful force, and it took me months to really describe it, but it felt like just like a really strong waterfall going like inside of me for a couple of minutes. It was totally supernatural. It was out of this world. I just I couldn't explain it for ages. I didn't even know what it was. Even 3 months later, I'm still like, what was that?
And so why did you call it the Holy Spirit? Since you don't know what why did you call it the Holy Spirit?
Because after that, I was different. Like, I started changing, like, the way I acted. I didn't, like, my anger went away. I was at peace. I could see that, you know, that no one is to blame for what they do, in a sense. Like, it is a spiritual battle. And, like, I was just changing. The old me was going.
And so,
because
you what? I saw your super chat, by the way. I read it during the break then. Thank you.
Yeah. So, I mean, I was a different person before. I'm a completely different person. And I've been transformed with God's love. And I was just so concerned. And I've been listening to you for a year. And I'm thinking, you know, I know you say not to listen to your thoughts. And I did, like, a month ago, that memory came into my head. And then I started freaking out. And I read a scripture that said, you know, the unforgivable sin. And if you deliberately go on sinning after you know the truth, then there's no more sacrifice for sins left. So then I just, like, spiraled for about a month believing the thought.
And then, so why are you tripping? Your boyfriend came over?
Well, I can't change that now, so.
And so your boyfriend came over during while you were tripping about the Holy Spirit, and he was like, come on, baby. And you said yes,
no,
right?
Well, it was 6 months after it had happened.
Oh, okay.
And, I was just, and also I was consumed. Like, all I wanted to do was read the Bible and, because I, you know, never really, you know, followed God or anything for 35, 40 years. So it was all new to me.
Right.
And I just followed what you had said. Like, I started listening to your show and I did what you said to do, and that happened to me, and it was,
and how
like you say, mind-blowing.
And how are you feeling right now?
I feel okay. My heart's beating pretty fast, and that's the thing, like, after this happened, I was at peace. I felt fine. I wasn't emotional or overreacting or anything, and then last night, obviously, I did, because I text into you guys to ask you this question, and so I was overreacting on my thoughts.
And so your question for
emotional about it.
And your question for me is what?
Well, what's the unforgivable sin that they talk about in the Bible?
It's when you don't.
How do you?
It's when you don't allow the Holy Spirit to be your teacher.
Oh. So if I was given the Holy Spirit a year ago and I keep going to you all the time.
No.
And being taught through you.
Let me ask this. Ask. Why did you feel guilty when you did what you did with your boyfriend?
Because I read in one of the New Testament books that it said the sexually immoral, all these people will not go into the kingdom of heaven. And I had that inner peace within. For ages, and then it just sort of disappeared. And then I was like, oh, maybe it's because I've done something wrong. And
Renee.
Yeah.
You're tripping. You're doing,
okay,
you're doing one thing wrong. Two things. But
listening
one thing.
My thoughts?
Yes.
Identifying with my thoughts?
100%.
Well, what about now that you say, sorry.
No, go ahead.
Well, you're saying now that not letting the Holy Spirit be your teacher.
But you're fine. Just realize you listen to your thought about the Holy Spirit. You listen to your thought about whatever you did with your boyfriend. You listen to your thought. Yeah, all these emotions, which are
evil.
Well,
that was just,
You need to do is let those thoughts go, and you're fine. You're okay with the Holy Spirit. You're okay with God. You're just worshiping the devil by believing thoughts.
Yeah. Okay. I thank you for that.
You're just fine. You just listen to thought. The thoughts told you.
Yeah.
The thoughts told you, oh, you had an amazing experience with the Holy Spirit. And you felt really good about that because you believed the thoughts. And then one day you did something, what you call wrong with your boyfriend. And the thoughts told you, you have blasphemed the Holy Spirit. Now you believe some more thoughts and you're tripping.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I still, like, with that experience that I had, it wasn't, I didn't think, for months, like I said, I didn't know what that was. And then I just noticed my nature, I was changing.
But it wasn't the Holy Spirit, that, Renee. Yeah.
What do you think it was?
Leave it blank. The thought gave you a feel. The Holy Spirit is not an overwhelming, blasting feeling.
Well, what was that physical sense? That what happened to me that night then?
Since you don't know, let it pass. The Father will show you what it was. It was something you need to know. But other than that, I will let all thoughts and feelings about it go. Don't hold on to that.
So, okay. So, all right. All right, well, thank you.
You have a problem with that part? Let it go?
Well, it just... No, not letting it go, because I couldn't explain it for months anyway. I was like, I don't even know what that was. And I tried to explain it to people. Like, it was like an encounter with the divine. It was like...
But you're calling it that. You don't know what the encounter with
that's
the divine
right.
is.
I know. But I needed to use words to let people know, like, who asked me what had happened to me, because I completely just, I mean, it was just amazing. So, but all right, no, thank you for your advice. I'll definitely do that. I'll let it go and just let it be. And
Renee, the one thing I want you to know for sure and without a doubt, I want you to remember this. God is clear in all things. There is no question about it. That he's not going to let you try to figure out what experience you had. He's not going to. It's the devil that's confused.
Confusion.
It's the devil that is confusing, and he'll make you feel things and make you see things, and then he'll have you call it, oh, that's from God. And then when it changes, you think something wrong. God, in him, there's no confusion. Zero.
So just let it be.
Yes.
Have that experience. Let it be.
Live
each day, like you say.
Right. And don't get in your head or what it was about or anything.
Okay. And I'm fine, even though I've been looking to you still, even though I know I have the Holy, have the Holy Spirit, if I... still watch you sometimes.
The only reason you know where I'm coming from is because the truth in you, which is the Holy Spirit, is allowing you to see that what I'm saying is true.
Oh, totally. When you said all mothers are evil, I was like, that's what drew me into you. And then when that happened, after I forgave my parents, I was like, this guy knows what he's talking about. And so I keep going back to you and watching your videos when I'm looking for direction. But like you said, it's in me and I have to just trust.
Yeah, just.
And be guided by the Spirit.
And when you listen to me, just know if you see it and it makes sense, it's the Spirit of God, not me. No human being can make another human being see the truth. It's impossible. It's the Father that's in you that is, you're hearing the words coming out of my mouth. But it's the Father in you, it's the Spirit in you that allowing you to see that. That makes sense. That's the truth.
Yeah.
And not me. No one can do that.
So it's the Spirit in you.
It's the Spirit in you that allow
Spirit
you to see the
you.
Truth, and the Spirit in me that allow me to see the truth. The truth can only be revealed to human beings by God, and God only gives the Spirit wisdom and truth to those who welcome it, who want it, because he's not going to give it to the children of the devil unless they're ready to overcome the devil.
Yeah. And then that pain that I'm going through too with the fear, that's the ego death that you're talking about?
Yes.
You just took, yeah.
And so what you do, you relax in the pain. Don't try to run away from it. Don't try to fix it. Don't do anything to just watch it. Go along, go on about your day, doing your normal work, and what do you do during the day? And don't call the fear you. Don't call the loneliness you. Don't call the pain you. And you just watch it. And the Father will save you from darkness. Because it's just darkness. It's evil spirits. It's not you.
Right. I thought when you get the Holy Spirit, I had no idea about all this, but yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah, the Holy Spirit is not the Holy Spirit is not this blast thing that you had.
No, but I thought, after that happened, I thought that, you know, after reading the Bible and stuff, that now I won't be able to do anything bad because I've got this good nature in me.
And you say you thought.
That's right.
That's the problem.
Yeah. Okay.
All thoughts.
All right. Thank you so much.
All thoughts, all lies, all the time about anything.
Yeah.
You
Amazing.
Thought.
Thank you so much. I did. And I got sucked in. And
yeah.
Believed it.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. All right. That's amazing. I feel better now.
And whatever with your little boyfriend, forget about it. Don't judge yourself.
No. All right. Thank you so much.
Renee, one last thing. If you judge yourself about whatever happened with you and your little boyfriend, you're going to end up doing it again. But if you don't judge it, if you don't be upset about it, if you don't call it you, if you don't identify with it, you're less likely to do it again.
Oh, look, I know it's not going to happen again.
You don't know that. Have a wait and see.
Well, yeah.
Think not about tomorrow. You don't know what tomorrow is going to bring.
True.
And the moment you say, I know I'm not going to do that again, you can't wait for him to come over.
No, well, I don't want to go through all this pain again, so.
No,
but I know
not
to listen to my thought.
Yeah, but the fact that you said, I'm never going to do that again, you're lying to yourself and you're playing God. You don't want to do that again, but you don't know what you're going to do again.
Yeah.
Have a way to
see. Well, I will if I keep my mind on God and think what he, you know, I don't want to do anything that would be wrong, so I'm more aware of it now.
But forget about being wrong or right.
Yep.
Never think of being wrong or right again. Let those words go. Those are just false ideas in your imagination, and all ideas will lead you straight into hell, and it will keep you away from God. So forget about, I don't want to be wrong. I don't want to do wrong. I don't want to hurt God.
Mm-hmm.
All those are just ideas which are evil, and ideas will keep you away from God.
Okay. I will do that.
You want a clear mind.
Yep.
You don't want a thinking mind. You want a clear mind.
That's right. Life without thoughts. Life without thinking.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you so much, and thanks for everything that you do, Jesse.
You're welcome. Anything I said that's not clear or you disagree with right now?
No, not at all. Well, no. No. It all makes sense.
All right. Let go of those thoughts and continue to live your life.
Thank you very much.
All right. Good to hear from
you. Have a great day.
You too.
Thanks, Jesse.
All right.
Bye.
Bye now. 888-775-3773. Josh. From Georgia, on my mind. Josh, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, morning, Jesse.
Good morning.
Yeah, that what Renee was just talking about is the exact same thing that I be going through, you know, with vices and trying to not be wrong and then judging myself and then that's actually the answer to the biblical question, which is what I was calling for, too. So,
and what self do you be judging?
Right.
No, that was a question. That wasn't right.
Okay.
That was a question.
I don't, there is no self.
But you said you be judging yourself.
Right. And that's the trick that keeps me into doing it. So,
what self do you be judging?
The devil.
What self do you be judging, man?
Yeah, I don't. No, I don't have a self.
Then you said you be judging yourself about your vices. What self do you judge?
Let's see here. All right. I don't know.
I don't know what.
I don't know what I'm judging, but that's exactly what I do, and I see it's wrong. I mean, see, that's not.
How do you judge the self that you don't know the self that you're judging? How do you judge? When you judge yourself, quote unquote, how do you do that?
All right. Wait. Okay. You said, how do I judge myself?
Right. How do you judge yourself?
It's the idea that. It's the idea of myself that I'm judging.
And how do you judge yourself? When you say you judge yourself.
By saying that I'm wrong.
And where you get those words from?
Because. Where do I get the words it's wrong from?
Yeah, yes.
Okay. From my parents and school and society.
How old are you?
36.
You're not at home with your parents. You're not a child. You're not in school. Where are you getting those words from that made you judge that you said yourself? Where are those words coming from?
The devil.
And how do you know that?
Because something is causing me to keep doing that when I don't want to do it.
And how do you know that?
That's because I try not to do it, and I still do it anyway.
So then why do you believe the words, and why do you call it yourself? If you know it's not you, you know you don't want to be that way, why are you calling the words or... Why are you calling the words your own and you believe that there's someone there to judge?
Why? Okay, man.
If you know it's the devil, as you said, why do you need claiming the words of the devil as yours?
Why do I do it? Because, let's see here. I'm believing that the devil is me.
Why? You said it was the devil doing it. You told me loud and clear it's the devil. And if you know it's the devil, why are you doing it? Why are you believing the devil? Why are you taking his words and call them you or yours?
It's like I don't know how. Okay. Okay, so yeah, the devil is tricking me into doing it.
But if you know it's the devil, why are you allowing the devil to trick you into doing it? If you know, because you said with a loud voice, thunderous voice, it's the devil.
Right.
And so if you're sure it's the devil, why you keep listening to the devil?
I don't know, man. I don't know. Maybe it's because I just know that intellectually. And I don't really, like, I don't really know. I mean, I'm just repeating what I'm hearing, you know, you guys say. But it makes sense to me. It couldn't be nothing else. What else could it be?
And so if it makes sense to you, why don't you just stop calling it you and your vices and all that? Why don't you just stop with the conversation with the devil about it?
Yeah.
You don't have to communicate with the devil.
Yeah.
Yeah, what? What a mess.
Okay, so I shouldn't say it that way.
What way?
I shouldn't say I judge myself.
What self are you judging? Who are you judging? Where's the self that you're judging?
I don't know the self that I'm judging, but so I don't know
if,
how to,
if
I'm
you
just
don't
trying
know
to communicate
there is no uh-huh. self that you can judge, how can uh-huh. you be judging self that self doesn't exist?
Right.
No, that was a question.
So the devil is in me putting thoughts in my head to judge myself, but that's a lie, and I'm believing it.
And what self is the judge? Is he making you judge? Tell me what that self. Tell me what that. Who is that self, and what it look like, man?
Just the idea of some guy that I am, but it's an illusion.
How do you know that?
So,
how do you know it's an illusion?
Because. I know it, man.
So then go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead.
Something in me wants me to hate. It wants me to hate others. It wants me to hate.
Come back to reality. You're talking about something else now. Why you, if there is no you to do it, why are you, why are you, I don't know. You got me confused there.
You said, why am I judging, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
If you know
judging
it's the devil, you know it's not no one to judge, why are you doing it?
I don't know. I know I don't need to. I want to stop. I don't know if I have the control to stop.
You don't want to stop. Because if you want to stop, you just stop talking to the devil. You let the thought pass. You endure the pain. You'll be free.
Okay.
That's all to it. You'll take your burdens. You will take your loneliness. You will take your anger. You will take the false idea of self. You will take jealousy and envy and strife and revenge and gossiping and love, looking for love. You take that to the spirit of the Father by just being aware of it, and the Father will save you from it, but you won't let him.
Right.
Right what?
Okay. It makes sense.
But why don't you do it?
I want to do it more than anything. I don't know why I can't do it, so I got no choice but to just keep trying to do it.
All you do is watch those thoughts, and you're done it. Hold on a quick bit. I'm going to let you respond to the biblical question, and then I'll move on to the other super chats and calls. Quick break. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Okay, quick announcement, because I want to get to as many calls as possible and super chats. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time, Monday through Friday. And then after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV, he black. Joel Friday TV. On fire at 11 a.m. Pacific time, Monday through Thursdays, and at 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby, energy to throw away, a genius in his own rights, Monday through Friday. At 4 p.m. now, the American Anchor Baby. It was at 12, but now it's at 4. Mark your calendars. And then, listen, I got to tell y'all this. Because I'm black and I'm slow and I forget a lot of this stuff. Don't forget to subscribe, follow, ring the bell, and do all that. Y'all know. JLP Talk on X. Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram and YouTube. Y'all go over there and do all the stuff y'all supposed to be doing. Y'all know what to do. We're on Rumble.com, Jesse Lee Peterson / Jesse Lee Peterson, and Cozy.tv / JLP Talk, where Christ is King. Nick, did I say everything?
Yeah.
About the follow stuff and
yeah,
all that.
Yeah, subscribe. Yeah, you said it all.
Okay.
Subscribe on the YouTube, you know, get a percentage up. Some of you watch without subscribing. What else?
Yeah.
You said it all, I think.
All right, do that. Hit the button over there. Subscribe over here. Like over there. And donate over here. Amazing. I want to go quickly back to Josh. Josh wanted to respond to the biblical question. Josh,
yes, you
want to respond to the biblical question, right?
Yes, sir.
Do you suffer the consequences of your actions?
No.
And why do you say no?
I do things I don't want to do, so I don't take credit for my actions. So I don't. It do seem like I suffer the consequences for them, but something deeper wants me to think that, and that's like a lie. So my actions are not my own.
Okay. I appreciate you, Dr. Waiters, along the line there and responding to the biblical question. And I want to respond back, but I won't. I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you for that.
No problem, man. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Josh.
No problem. Thank you, man.
All right, buddy. Bye now. 888-77-5-3-773. 888-77-JESSE. Superchat. There's one line open, folks, at 888-77-JESSE. Super, super.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Rob Blackie bought a coffee. If Joel's beta.
Rob Blackie?
Yeah.
Blackie?
Uh-huh.
Nice.
Rob Blackie, that is. Says, if Joel beta, then Anchor Baby is mega beta. Fire him already, Jesse. You know you won.
Huh?
Anchor Baby.
Repeat that now.
Fire him already, Jesse. You know you wanna.
What was it? What'd they say?
Because if Joel is beta, then Anchor Baby is mega beta.
How's the Anchor Baby beta?
Mega beta.
How?
He doesn't elaborate.
Oh.
And Hassan. Fire Anchor Baby already. You know you want to. And Hassan.
What no? That's not what I want. You don't know that. What no? That's not even on my mind. Thank you, though. Appreciate it.
Alan bought five coffees. Jesse, are you an observer of life or the participant?
What does that mean?
He doesn't elaborate either. He doesn't explain.
Who's that?
Alan.
Alan, be a little clear with the question. It's not clear.
Alan Ballmer.
Yeah. You can call me. 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. I don't understand the question. Make it a little clearer for me, all right? Thank you.
Nice. Be spotless, be blameless, and at peace with him. Bought a coffee. Hake. Please add part two, Bond Church Service. It's a doozy. Jesse, I will. I will. I'm remiss in getting to those archive services. I'm doing the best I can. Jesse and all your followers, much love from the UK.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Nice.
Yeah, thank you. Really, thank you.
Be careful over there in the UK.
Especially now. What the? Yeah.
Beta no more bought a coffee. After 18 years, last Friday was my wife's last day of work. After listening to you, I've decided to have my wife stay home and raise my two boys. The women at my wife's job tried everything to try to keep my wife in hell. They went as far as to tell my wife, "What if your husband leaves you? You won't have a job. Women are evil." Today, my wife is happy as ever. Thank you, Jesse.
That's why other women should not listen to women, and men should not listen to women. And it was known when I was growing up. It was known, it was said by the adults, men and women, all races too, that women should not listen to women and men should not listen to women because they knew the nature of the woman is evil. And she's going to always give you advice that cause you to suffer every time you listen. Right on for you and your wife. I wish you well. Thank you.
From Cash App, Cornerstone donated a donation on Cash App saying, "Congratulations on the new network."
Thank you. The new network, for those who don't know, is Punchy.tv. Punchy, PUNCHIE.TV. Check it out. We did have a first episode on there yesterday. And thank you all for supporting that yesterday. It was fun. Punchy, PUNCHIE.TV. Amazing, huh? It's hard on a black man in America. You can't even get Punchy.TV.
That's a fact.
Amazing. Thank you.
Greenwald, two coffees. The more you let someone disrespect you, the more he loses respect for you. When others see it, they lose respect for you, too. I'm glad the British people are standing up for themselves. It's like dealing with the schoolyard bullies all over again.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank
you. I appreciate it. Yeah.
Greenwald.
Thank you.
Captain something bought 10 coffees. Very generous. Greatest show this side of heaven. What does the great white hope have to say for us today?
I am glad you ask.
Fire emoji.
I am glad you ask.
Fox and Friends in the morning, they're very honorable people.
Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for the support. Mind blowing.
Josh bought 5 coffees with no message. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Josh.
Dawn, Donnie Girl's idea with a rumble rant. Rumble
you gotta
rant.
Know how to rumble.
Happy Men's History Month, starting with Adam.
Thank you. August is Men's History Month. We're now celebrating 7 years of celebrating Men's History Month. August will always be Men's History Month. Amazing. Indeed. We got to get someone to make a song about Men's History Month, about men, a Men's History Month. Somebody make a song. Okay. Maybe I get Hassan to do it.
Consider it done.
Yeah. Thank you.
Nice.
Appreciate it.
Gooberya says, he asks, why can't I subscribe on the Jesse X account? Only Cash App, but Canada does not have Cash App. No Cash App in Canada. Where can I send support? He asks.
Tell him real fast.
RebuildingTheMan.com is the best way to donate on a regular basis. But you can go to buymeacoffee.com/JLPtalk as well.
Yeah, go to RebuildingTheMan.com or Cash.app. What?
Well, he doesn't have Cash App because he's Canadian.
What did you say?
Buymeacoffee.com/JLPtalk.
Buymeacoffee.com, RebuildingTheMan.com, or you can call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663. Or you can mail it in at P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. Make it out to Bond. Thank you. I appreciate it.
And if you go to just buymeacoffee.com, make sure you search Jesse Lee Peterson.
Right on.
Yeah. Just in case you're not aware. C on C bought a coffee. Jesse, darling, LOL, lots of laughs. I like the word darling. It's so classy. White people taught to accept their cultures and other cultures and respect whatever they believe. I've seen a security guard with a hijab and a dress. LOL, imagine how that must look. You can see the commercials, what they're trying to push, so I don't know if they will ever come to their senses.
Amazing. Thank you, Sion. I appreciate you. And darling is a nice word. Darling. Oh, darling. When we get married, we'll have a great celebration. Send out invitations to all our friends and relations. We'll have a ball when we get married. Amazing. Darling is a nice word. What?
I love you.
I don't know. This button says I love you, and I wanted to see what it says.
And I just love you. I love you so much.
Oh, darling. I love you, too. So much. Thank you.
Terry bought a coffee. Answer to the biblical question.
Do you suffer the consequences of your actions?
No. Most of what I thought was suffering was an illusion created by identifying too closely with thoughts and actions. Now I'm aware how much I've identified in life with things that aren't even me, all for a fraudulent feeling of living. SMH, shaking my head, the devil is busy.
Amazing. Thank you. And I'll put my little 2 cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. Nice. Thank you all for your support. I absolutely appreciate it. And check out punchy.tv, P-U-N-C-H-I-E. That's our own platform now. We own it. Punchy, P-U-N-C-H-I-E.tv. You have a guest today on the Hake Report? No guess?
No guess.
Oh, okay.
Not that I'm aware of.
The Hate Report at 9 a.m. Pacific time. Let me go to first-time call out of Florida, Christopher. Christopher, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Oh, thank you so much, Mr. Jesse Peterson. God bless all your work. You truly are making a difference in everyone's lives. And I just wanted to make a special shout out to all the veterans and, you know, the families that are abroad right now. We're getting ready to go into something. Something's going on in Iraq, and I'm pretty certain everybody, you know, should be praying for, you know, especially for the country and everybody, you know, just peace in general. And thank you again for all that you do. And
you're welcome. And you're right. I'm very concerned, Christopher, that if it just seemed like these people starving to have a major war to draw us into something, and it ain't going to be pretty. And I definitely wish the men of the military well, and be careful. Whatever happens, just be careful. Be aware.
Yeah. No, thank you again.
All right.
All your listeners, you guys are awesome, and keep supporting his channel. This guy's doing, he's doing God's work. So
thank you, Christopher.
Thank you again.
You're welcome.
Have a great day.
You too. Thank you. 888, amazing. It is, we're in a bad situation in the country, folks, and around the world because of our politicians. And those people who are working with the politicians to control them with money and power. I would suggest you overcome your anger so you'll be able to endure whatever it is to come. It's up to you. Let me go to Lee, a first time call out of Florida. Lee, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. It's a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you, Lee.
Absolutely. I've been watching you and listening to you for 4 years. And I got to admit, when I first started listening to you, I thought you were the biggest troll. Like, I'm like, what is this guy? Like,
you were like, what the?
I was like, what the? This dude is a coon. But, man, I have to be 100% honest. Like, you've revealed so many things, just what you said. I know that when I started paying attention to you is when you were, for some reason, those 2 or 3 weeks, you were kept talking about all thoughts or all lies all the time about anything.
Yes.
And I'm like, and I was going through, you know, I'm a veteran, and I had PTSD, because now I know that was just a spirit, evil spirit inside of me.
Yes.
Exactly. And so, yeah, man, I just wanted to say thank you. And and I also wanted to ask you a few things, if you have a little bit of time.
Okay.
Yeah. So right now I'm dealing with a situation with my ex-wife. I have 3 boys. Also, I know the trick. I'm not going to say it on air because, you know, there's kids listening. But
you know how to make boys first?
I know how to make boys first. I got 4 boys.
Right on. Alpha male. Alpha males make boys first. Beta male make girls first.
There you go. yeah. So, my ex-wife, man, I was raised by women, man. My aunt raised me. Both my parents deceased before I was 16. So I was in the mercy of an angry feminist freaking aunt that instilled her will in me.
Yeah.
And, yeah, man, I kind of woke up around 38. I'm 43 now. And it was a lot to do with your help. But so I have a situation, man. I got a letter yesterday that wants me to go and take a paternity test for this freaking woman that I have no idea who she is. I called the Philadelphia court system to find out if this is really a real thing. I thought it was like a joke, like my ex-wife trying to separate us or something with my new wife. And it's real. Like, they're freaking, and I'm a little afraid, right? Like, I I don't want to say I'm afraid, but I'm like, I know the court system is all about the women. And so I'm afraid to face that that situation. I have to do a DNA test on the 14th.
Are they paying for it?
No, I'm going to probably pay for it.
Why don't you have them go to your doctor so you can make sure that there's nothing is done right?
Well, this is an independent lab in Florida, but so how would I go about doing that? Like, who do I? Because I contacted the Philadelphia court, and they're like, yeah, the reason you're being asked to do a DNA test is because this woman is, of course, married to the government, and so she's getting cash assistance, and so they want to have a man to pay for that.
But why are you? You don't know that woman?
I swear, Jesse, I have no idea who she is. She's not even my type. When I was in my fallen state, she wasn't my type. She was a big girl. Like, nah, she's not my type.
So you do know her. You say you didn't know her.
I don't.
But how do you know she's not your type if you don't know who she is?
Oh, because I did some research, my wife and I. So my wife, I'm at work yesterday. I work a late shift, and my wife calls me. She's like, I just got a letter from Philadelphia saying that you need to go and do a DNA test. And I tell you, Jesse, I have the most amazing wife. She didn't fight me. She said, we're going to get this handled, and we'll go forward. She knows the history. You know what I mean? And so.
So you saw a picture of the woman or something?
Yeah, I went on Facebook.
Oh,
and looked
I see.
Up, yeah, looked up the that woman that's accusing me, and she's from Philly. I also found out that there's a gentleman in her friends list that is a freak. That same name as the kid, same last name as both of us. I have the same last name as the kid, and the friend that's on her friends list has the identical name.
Oh, right? I see. So it could be a mistake.
I hope so.
Well, it sounds really like so. If you don't know the woman, you've never been near the woman, you have not seen the woman, it sounds like it might be a mistake, so just go and take it. You said it's an independent lab down in Florida because the situation is in Philadelphia, right?
Correct.
So you'll be fine there. Why have fear about it? You know you've never seen the woman, so there's no way something could have happened. So it could be a mistake. Just go and take it and see what happens.
I definitely will. I mean, I don't want to get a warrant or whatever they do if I don't go there. But
just stay out of your head about it and just have a way to see. Because it sounds like, based on the information you just gave me, it just sounds like it's a mistake. That happens sometimes.
Okay. All right.
Because
if
you haven't been with the woman, never seen the woman, there's no way the DNA going to say, yes, you're the daddy.
Exactly. I don't fear that, man. Like, I really don't.
Right
on. My wife knows that. We spoke about it. She's freaking. You actually spoke to her like a month and a half ago. She calls me a beta when I drink alcohol. She called it beta juice.
What the?
Yeah, man. And but, so another. Go ahead.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
Not all days. Most days.
And why not so you can,
man,
be more,
you know,
and more
what?
Aware
I do, and you know what, in my mind, you know, my thoughts are like, yeah, you're not really, you know, wanting to get out of your hell, and
yeah,
and I
can,
so
you
I,
hold
I,
for about I, so that you have one more question, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, hold on for me. Let me take a quick break. When I come back, we're going to move all the car. I want to give Lee a chance for his final question. Hate coming in with hate news, not the fake news, and I'll be back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy, they're miserable, they have rough lives, they're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It's Tuesday, August 6th, AD 2024. There is one line open. You can call in right now. During Hake News, Not Fake News, Middle East mess and market tumble, Google lost a monopoly antitrust lawsuit from the government. And the QAnon shaman has been released, the famous January 6er with the horns. He's been released after like 3.5 years, 41 months. Is that 3.5 years? I don't know math. And there's a mess in Bangladesh. You may have heard about that on American Anchor, baby. JLP will be right back after this brief break. After the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, the Hake Report is coming up after this coming hour for a couple of hours here. TheHakeReport.com and then Joel Friday TV. Make sure you catch him. Make sure you also catch Punchy TV on YouTube. It's also on Instagram, by the way. And of course, American Anchor, baby, at 4 p.m. Pacific time. That's 6 Central, 7 Eastern. All right. According to Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, there is no peace in the Middle East. Middle Eastern nations are bracing for the potential widening of the Israel-Hamas war amid threats by Iran, to avenge the killing of Hamas's political leader in Tehran last week. Both Tehran and Hamas blame Israel for the death of that Haniyeh guy, Ismail Haniyeh. But Israel has not confirmed nor denied involvement. In a last-ditch effort at diplomacy, regional countries have reached out to Iran to try to calm tensions. The United States said they've boosted preparedness to defend Israel in case of another Iranian attack. The Defense Department, joke of a department in America, sort of, is also closely monitoring the safety of Americans in the region after several, quote-unquote, several U.S. personnel were injured in a suspected rocket attack on Monday, yesterday, against the United States and coalition forces at an airbase in Iraq. U.S. officials blamed Iran-aligned militia groups, calling it a dangerous escalation. What a mess. And also, I hadn't heard about this much, but you guys were telling me about it, one of you. The market's tumbled. S&P 500, whatever that is, futures, whatever that is, bounced higher in overnight trading, providing some potential relief after Monday's brutal trading session, during which the index shed, whatever this is, a colossal $1.3 trillion in value. Wow. The overnight rebound came after all three major indexes suffered a major sell-off on Monday, sparked by fears that the U.S. economy is slowing faster than expected. The Bidenomics now is going to be Kamala Harrisonomics. What a mess. The Dow plunged 1,034 points, or 2.6%, and the S&P 500 shed 3%, notching the worst day since 2022, also under Biden, by the way. The NASDAQ composite also slid down 3.4%. Meanwhile, Japanese stocks suffered their biggest daily losses since 1987. Japanese been mishandling their economy, I guess, maybe. Japanese shares have quickly clawed back some of their record losses, but other markets remain mixed. So if you understand that, good for you. Google lost a massive antitrust lawsuit Monday over its search dominance. It's like a monopoly on the search market. The ruling is a stunning rebuke of the company's most important business and has the potential to reshape how millions of Americans get their information online. You can no longer just Google it because the government's meddling. Google is a monopolist. Totally useless website, by the way, if you listen to American Anchor Baby. And it has acted as one to maintain its monopoly. So said U.S. District Judge Amit Mehta. Amit Mehta. Nice American name. Wrote in Monday's opinion, the company has spent tens of billions of dollars on exclusive contracts to secure a dominant position in the world's default search provider on smartphones and web browsers, giving it the scale to block out potential rivals. So what a mess. What a mess. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3. ¶¶
have to stand up strong. Ain't the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-777-5377-888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. My biblical question for this week, and it's a doozy. Do you suffer the consequences of your actions? Do you suffer the consequences of your actions? Amazing biblical question. You can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad if you're too busy to sit and watch it. I know you podcast. You can podcast all the shows all the time. But you can listen no matter where you are and what you're doing by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. A Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right. It's Thursday. It's the last hour of the show. Tuesday. Every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me. What the? Who let the dogs out? Amazing. Country and Western Tuesday. I want to go quickly back to Lee out of Florida. And Lee had another question he had for me. Lee, thank you for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me back. So my question was that, so I have three boys, as I mentioned, from a previous marriage.
Yes.
And she really turned them against me.
Right.
I mean, everything that you say is on point. Like, it's so freaking true. There's no denying it. I have custody of my second youngest with her. He's a 16-year-old, amazing kid. I'm, you know, trying to show him the light and lead by example. But my 17 and 21-year-old, they're still angry. They still have that spirit of their mother and kind of like, don't talk to me. And I just, what can I do? I know my 21-year-old, he's an adult. It's on him, you know, if he wants to come back. My 16-year-old lives with me, as I mentioned, and I asked him for forgiveness for not protecting him from his mom. My 17-year-old doesn't answer my calls or texts. I mean, what can I do? I love my children, man.
Let them go.
My 17-year-old, too.
The one that won't talk to you and communicate, wish them well, let them go, and you continue to work on you overcoming the fallen state, returning to the Father. And whatever will be, but let them go. Just wish them well. Don't be mad at them. They can't help themselves.
Of course.
You can't, you cannot, they are adults now, and though younger adults, but you can't make anyone want to be with you. You can't make anyone love you. You just have to wish them well. The mother is evil if she done that. She's evil if she done that. She's evil for doing that. But just let them go. There's nothing you can do but work on you.
Okay.
Don't be like, don't chase them. You've already made it clear to your sons that they know how to get you. They can come around. They can be with you if they want to. It's up to them now. There's nothing you can do.
Jesse, I was in my beta state, and I actually had them, freaking my two kids and my ex-wife, come down here. They were in my house, man. She started up a storm. I don't know what the hell I was thinking. Excuse my language. But, yeah, I thought that, oh, man, my ego and pride, right? I'm like, yeah, I got my wife and my ex-wife in the same house, and they're getting along, and my kids are here. Look at me, you know? And then
your ex-wife and your wife in the same house?
In the same house, Jesse.
Whoa.
And it was peaceful for a minute, right? Like, she came down here for a week. My kids, everything was great. That's my little 5-month-old, man. That's another question I wanted to ask. Why did you
bring her and not just the kids?
So the kids came down first. They come down every summer, you know, and spend the summer with me. And every time they go back is an issue, right? Like they, you know, the mom hated that they had such a good time with their dad.
Yeah.
And a hell came, you know, through everything. So when my boys came down in 2021 or 22, I want to say, she came down just for vacation. But hey, can I pass around? Jesse, a straight beta, I let her use my car because she didn't have money to rent a car. Like, it was just big old mess, right? And me extending myself thinking that I'm a man because I'm able to provide a car for my ex-wife and she can get around. And it was just a big mess. She went back home to Philly and said that I try to hit on her, that I'm trying to get back with her, and told my kids this stuff. Like, straight evil, man. Evilness. This woman wished me dead when I was in Iraq, right? And I always... Like, I was raised by women.
Well,
you know,
just
be kind.
Yeah, just learn your lesson from it and never do it again.
Of course.
That's all.
I appreciate that.
You know, it's learn your lesson from it and let it pass and live for now. Now is a brand new day. Every day is a brand new day. It's a brand new start. So learn from that, but do not ever trust her or deal with her again, and you'll be fine.
Absolutely. And one last thing, if you don't mind, so having four boys, I've noticed that all of them say dada first. They say dada, dada, like my little 6-month-old right here that I got with me said dada first, right? And I'm like, I think it's designed that way, that kids love their father and they want to return back to the father. And my wife says, no, that's just because of the way their mouth is formed, they say dada first. And I'm like, no, I think they say dada first because they know they got to return back to the father. They
all
the father.
Children, male and female, are yearning for the father. They return to the father. And if they grow up close to you, they're going to have an amazing life, and especially if their mother, your wife, don't turn them against you. Their child you have right there is going to be amazing.
Listen, I feel it, Jesse. And she's, when I first met her, we've been together 4 years, the first year of our relationship. Before I heard you, Jesse, me and her didn't have any relations for a whole year. And I can tell the benefits of that, right? We got to know each other. She has forgiven both her parents. I forgave my parents. They're both deceased, but I understood that I needed to forgive them. They didn't know any better. But this kid is blessed, man, because he's going to be raised with pure love. I've already talked to her. You got him for 3-4 years, and after that, he's mine. You know what I mean? Like, you're raising him right now, but after 4 years, the grandmom, you can't spend time with them without us being present. She knows the deal. You know what I mean? And she follows, man. She obeys. Like, I have a one in a million. I really do. Even though she's an educated therapist.
Amazing. But let me just say to this, and I got to run. Make sure you and her and your wife continue to work on yourself. And if you work on yourself, you have a marriage that will naturally last until death do you part without you trying to make it. You don't have to try to make it. You're not supposed to work on relationships at all. And if both of you continue to work on yourself, the relationship will last until death do you part. Amazing.
Hey, amen. One last thing, please, Jesse. She works during the day. I work in the evenings. Is it beta for me to stay with my son
while she's working, and then I go to work. And I also do woodworking on the side, you know what I mean? Like, but we're just trying to make it work. I can't have them going to a daycare, you know what I mean?
So can you afford, why is it that she's working if you got a young child like that?
So she makes a lot of money, and so and I'm, yeah.
No, and you what?
And I don't make as much. I make about half as much as she does. I do have a side hustle. I do woodworking and stuff like that. But she, you know how the America right now, they propped up minorities, right? She's a minority, you know, and so she's gotten so many chances, and she makes a lot of money. And so it's like,
so
let's
money,
take advantage of this situation.
The money is worth more than the soul?
Oof. But you know, the way I feel about it, Jesse, is that I'm here with my son and I'm able to be with him and raise him, right? And then I go to work and she's with the kid whenever on the weekends. She takes care of the kid 100%. It's just during the week. I don't know. I mean, that's a great question, Jesse. Like, it really is. And I've been contemplating that. And there's something inside of me that says she needs to be home with her. With her son, with my son, you know, and I'm just trying to work out the, you know, the situation that I am right now and take advantage of what we have. But it's something that I'm wrestling with. It really is. Obviously, I asked you the question because I am. I don't know. It's the soul, to answer your question, is more important.
Well, here's what I recommend. Don't just jump up and make a decision. Since you don't see clearly which way to go with this, you stay with the silent prayer and you watch, and the Father will show you exactly what to do.
Okay. I appreciate you, Justin.
And so, you're welcome. So don't make a quick decision. You'll see clearly what to do, right?
Yes, sir.
And so you have one child with your new wife, and three boys with your ex-wife, right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Well, just stay. Make sure you stay with the prayer, and okay. And so you can stay out of your imagination, because the thought will get confused even with this, and it will cause you to make the wrong decision and create a big deal. But if you don't see what to do, just take your time with it.
Okay, makes sense.
All right.
Yes, sir.
All right,
Lee.
I wish you well, man. Stay with the prayer.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, buddy.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Ryan, a first-time caller out of Maryland. Ryan, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. What's going on, man?
All is well, Ryan.
It's amazing to actually talk to you. I've watched a lot of your shows. Want to say I appreciate what you do, and you ask all the hard questions that us white males can't say in public these days. So I appreciate that. Also,
you can say it, you just won't say it.
Well, I do,
yeah.
but most of us do not.
Right.
So also happy belated White History Month and happy Men's History Month.
Thank you. Yeah, happy Men's History Month, Ryan.
Yes, sir. So I got a question, because I've been really into researching the Bible, looking at the original languages and such. And so in a few places, but particularly Genesis 3:15, after Adam and Eve had sinned, right? He Yahweh God takes Adam and Eve before him, and also Satan, and eventually says to Satan, I shall put enmity or hatred between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. I wanted to ask you, since it says there to me that Satan is to have just as literal children on this earth as was Eve, do you believe that Satan has literal biological children here? I know a lot of people have the spirit of Satan looming over them. But do you believe he has literal biological children here? And if so, who are they?
No, he doesn't. And when he put enmity, this confusing, he meant that because the Satan, he is the woman's God. When Eve believed him, he became her God. And so
correct.
That's why the children who were born through the woman, they take on that evil spirit of the woman. and that's why you must be born again of the Father.
Okay. And, okay, I got you. So, in my particular opinion, I believe it's the Jews, but that's neither here nor there. I believe, one, A, they admit that they're not white. B, in the 1925 Jewish Encyclopedia, Volume 5, page 41, in the article on Edom, the Jews themselves admit that Edomites can be found today in modern Jewry. So I believe there's a great masquerade going on where they pretend to be the Israelites of the Bible, but they are not. What are your thoughts on that?
I think that you need to come out of your imagination because you, because you listen to lies from evil, and all who were born through the woman of that of evil. All, it doesn't matter Jew or Gentile, rich or poor, black or white. When you,
right.
As long as you are born through the woman and you have not been born of the spirit of the Father, God, then you are, yep, of your father, the devil.
Understood.
It's spiritual. It has nothing, zero, to do with physical at all, not one iota.
So, and I understand what you're saying. It definitely is a spiritual battle. So, the Israelites of the Bible, the children of Satan, none of it's biological to you or racial or anything like
that?
It's
all spiritual. It's, yeah. Satan is a spirit, evil spirit. God is a spirit. The Son of the, yeah, Father is a spirit. It's all spiritual. It's not physical.
I got you.
And anyone, okay, that's thinking that it's physical is blind.
I hear you. Yeah, I mean, there's totally some truth in that. I think the powers that be in this world, you know, whatever you want to call them, I guess, controlled opposition, Alex Jones calls them the global elite, but doesn't really name them or chasing the ghost. But I think these elites, so to speak, quote unquote, they believe differently. They do conjure spirits and rituals to Satan.
I'm sure you can find human beings doing that because there are people who, yeah, there are people of all races and all economic status that love evil. They love,
right,
their ego. They love evil. So I'm sure you can find people who are totally worshiping the devil. They have accepted the evil and they're all about it. And leave them in their hell and wish them well, but it's still not physical, it's spiritual.
Okay, I got you. And I guess one more question about Jews and so forth, if you don't mind. I mean, you know, they are certainly a minority. I guess we can agree on that. They're a low percentage of the population, yet we can see the positions of power that they're in. I mean, I still believe that I don't hate them, just so you know. I don't hate anybody because Yahweh God has a plan for all of us. If he didn't want them here, they wouldn't be here. They're here for a reason. But look at the positions of power they're in, you know, controlling all the media, all the pharmaceutical companies.
The Jews have no power. You believe they do, and that's why you sit back and look at them and accuse them. They have zero power. White people have no power over the blacks, but the blacks,
correct,
believe about the whites in the same way, in the same accusations. They accuse the whites in the same way that the whites are accusing the Jews. And then the Mexicans are Jews accusing the blacks. Blacks are accusing,
right,
the Mexicans too, though. But it's the same spirit. You are deceived. Anyone that believes that another human being has power, it's only because you are blind.
They don't have real power.
There's no
Yahweh
such.
Yahweh only has power.
But you don't believe that. Because if you believe that and you knew that, you would be wishing them well rather than sitting back saying that or thinking that they have power.
Yeah, I mean, I do wish them well, too. It's a whole plan being
But you can't
out.
Wish them well if you believe that they have power over you.
I don't believe they have power over me.
If you believe that they have power over anyone, then you're not wishing them well.
Right. I understand what you're saying. I'm just saying they're literal, like, physical positions of power they own here on this earth, you know, heads of media and so forth. And
but the black, people think are you white?
I am white, yes.
The black people think you own everything. They think you get it away. You're a white supremacist, and you own everything, and they can't they can't function in life. They can't overcome slavery. They can't succeed because they believe you own everything. Do white people own everything?
No, they don't. In fact,
but black people think you do.
I know. Well, that's because
they think that you control everything in the same way that you believe that about the Jews.
Well, I think black folks need to make the distinction between Jews and whites.
No, they know what they know the Jews and they know the whites. Believe me, they hate the Jews too now.
Yeah, I know. I've seen the black Hebrew Israelites and stuff. But
do you believe that you're a Jew?
I'm sorry?
You believe you're a Jew?
No, I'm not a Jew.
Why you say when you mention God, what name did he use?
I use Yahweh. I'm a 32nd degree Freemason, and the royal secret of the 32nd degree is Yahivahi.
Are you a Christian?
I study the books. I mean, Yahweh even said he doesn't like religion because it's man-made. So,
are you a Christian? Call me
sure. Yeah, I'm a Christian. It's not Christ.
So are you a Mason or a Christian?
I'm a Christian.
So why do you identify with yourself as a Mason?
Well, the reason I got into that is just because of my quote-unquote conspiracy research. Uh-huh. You know, instead of reading about it online and such, I'd rather get in there and see what they actually teach about. So I became, you know, a Freemason and so forth. But
and why? You became one so you could get inside and learn the secret?
Correct.
And so now you know the secret?
I know some of them. I mean, I've seen the rituals and so forth. And
they haven't told you all the secret yet?
No, because there's 33rd degree, and I believe there's more beyond that. Are you a Mason?
No.
Okay.
Why not let go of all physical things like that and be free? Why do you need that?
Oh, I don't need that. It's just
so why not let it go?
And when you say let it go, what do you mean? Like not? I haven't been to Lodge in for a long time.
So what are the secrets that you've learned? Tell us.
Unfortunately, I've been pretty underwhelmed. You know, I thought I was going to get in there and they were, you know, you'd see stuff about Satan and, you know, sacrifices and stuff. And unfortunately, there's nothing cool like that.
What secret have you learned?
The biggest secret I've learned is the royal secret of the 32nd degree, which is the true name of God, his personal name, Yahweh.
So you learned the personal name, and that ain't no secret?
Well, it kind of, yeah, maybe not to you, because you're a learned man on the Bible.
So you went to you joined the, what is Freemason, to learn the name of Jesus, of God? What the?
That's all I got out of it so far, man.
You could have asked God, and he would have told you.
Yeah. That's funny, man.
Yeah, so the only secret you've learned is the name of God.
That's the most important one, yeah.
But you had to go to a Freemason to learn that. Suppose that name is not true.
I believe it's true because it was in our Bibles, too.
But if it was already in the Bible, why you had to go to the Mason to learn something that was already in the Bible?
Well, at the time when I became a Mason, I wasn't studying the scriptures, first of all. That's kind of been the head of all of my search for truth, right? And
but so the true name of God is not Yahweh.
What is it?
Father.
Well, a lot of people can be called Father, but I mean, if
a lot of people can be called God, too, or Yahweh.
I know. A lot of people have different gods.
But let me tell you this. I got to run because I'm time in. But call me again. Call me on Bible Thumping Thursday.
About what?
Call me on, you know, every Thursday we have Bible Thumper Thursday, right?
Sounds good, man. Will do.
Call me Thursday. Sounds fun. Okay.
All right. I appreciate all you do, man. Keep asking the hard questions to people.
I will. Thank you, Rod. I appreciate you.
Yahweh bless.
All right, buddy.
God bless.
All right.
Take care.
Bye. He went to the Mason to learn the name of what the 888-775-3773. First time caller out of Canada. It's Anna. Hold on here. Anna, welcome to the show. Hello. You're on the air.
Hello, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Anna.
Oh, it's wonderful. I'm so happy to be able to speak to you.
And you're a first time caller, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, go ahead. Welcome.
My question is, for all the babies that have been aborted, what happens to their souls? Will they go back to God? Or I'm just wondering what happens.
I really don't know. I just don't know. Only God knows that.
Wow. Because there's so many. So many.
Right. But only God knows that.
I wondered if God brought them back to him, take his souls back, and give them new life.
What made you think of, why is that important for you?
Well, because I've had that, and
you have what?
Stayed with me, an abortion.
Oh, I see. So you had an abortion, and you wonder if that child's soul went back to God?
Yes.
Do you feel guilty about doing that now?
Very deep regret.
And why? Why do you feel regret?
Because I felt like at that time I was coerced, and it wasn't, it went against me, everything I believe, everything I wanted in life.
And who encouraged you to abort, to have an abortion?
My husband.
Oh, yeah. You only had one?
Yes.
Okay. And so why are you, what good is it doing you to feel guilty about it?
None. No good at all.
So why don't you drop it?
It just seems like it's just something that's too heavy to just drop.
There's nothing too heavy to just drop.
Yeah, that's true.
What do you mean by it seems like it's too heavy to just drop?
Because it's such a huge sin. It's a crime against. I fully understand now.
It's a sin and a crime against who?
Against God. Against.
Where you get that from?
Yes. I don't know. I just, that's something I've always believed.
And where'd you get that from, though?
Probably got it from church.
And so, where in the Bible, anywhere, does it say it's a huge crime against God?
But it's murder.
Where in the Bible does it say it's a huge crime against God?
Well, nowhere. Doesn't specifically say that.
So why do you believe that, and you're holding on to a false guilt, and then you're telling yourself it's such a huge burden, I can't let it go. What good is it doing you to live that way?
Well, it doesn't do any good. It doesn't build me up or do any
except for give you a, it gives you a false thrill that you care, and now you're concerned about the other dead babies. It's just a thrill. Why don't you drop it? Let it go. And because God is not holding that against you, why would you hold it against yourself?
Yeah, you're right. There's no reason.
No, that was a question.
Why would I? That is a tough question, yeah.
Smoke on it. Let me take a break. Can you hold?
Yes, I can.
All right, hold on. Let me take a quick break. You smoke on that, and I want you to answer that for me when I come back. 888-77-JESSE. The treasure chest is now open on D-Live. Back in a moment. So I asked the question, are you better than a child molester? I've discovered over the 30 years of counseling, the one thing that's missing, the one thing that's missing, and I think because it's not taught in the homes or talked about, we don't have examples of it, right, is love. Our theme this year is to bring back Christianity, to love God with all our heart, soul, and might, our neighbor as ourselves, and to endure. And there, when you're in a fallen state, people will judge the molester but think they're better than the molester. And I ask, well, why do you think you're better? What I realize, it doesn't matter what you think about yourself or how much you have or don't have or how you accomplish things in life or don't. If you have no love, you have nothing. Okay, welcome back. 888-77-JESSE. There is one line open, and I'm going to get to as many calls as I can and your super chats and all that good stuff. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, H-A-K-E, report.com. And you don't want to miss it. He is on fire. I'm not making it up. And the new listeners who have not heard the Hake Report right after my show, you owe it to yourself. Now, I may have you listen to radio all day because after the Hake Report, Joe L. Friday TV, he black. And he has some amazing stuff he be dealing with. I'm like, what the? Joe L. Friday TV. And after Joe L. Friday TV at 4 p.m., so you get a break at four from 11 to 12 is Joy on Friday TV. And then for the rest of the day, you have a little break and get ready for the American Anchor Baby. And he's on fire. The American Anchor Baby, natural energy, energy to throw away. I can see his little son, the American Anchor Baby little boy, running around with all that energy too. The American Anchor Baby, a genius, at 4 p.m. Y'all don't want to miss it, all right? And follow us on social medias. Subscribe, like, follow, ring the bell. Y'all do that. At least do that and make donations, all right? I want to go quickly back to Anna, a first-time caller out of Canada. And Anna said she was worried about the little baby. What happened to the soul of those little babies? And Anna had an abortion with you at some point in life, and now she's won't let it go. Anna, why? My question was something, and you say?
I think that I can't let it go is because it's a result of cheating, and therefore I guess I have like a double guilt. Like I feel especially guilty of what happened.
You cheated on your husband?
I did.
And then you got pregnant?
Yes.
And then you had an abortion?
Yes.
And your husband told you to have the abortion?
Yes, he did.
I don't blame you. You need to hold on to your guilt.
Yeah.
No, Anna, I'm joking.
Oh. It's a big story, but at the end of the day.
Anna.
Yeah? Yes.
As of right now, there's not one reason to hold on to that. It happened then. It's over. You could not see what you were doing at the time. God is not holding that against you. He's not judging you for it. He know why it happened. You need to drop that by dropping the thoughts about it and the feelings. It's a setup. You're worshiping the devil when you hold on to that. Satan is your God and not God.
Right. Yeah, it's liberating to believe that that's gone, that God has wiped that clean.
He never held it against you at all, because he knows that it was never you. It wasn't you. You were listening to something else that was driving you, and you thought it was you. It was never you. There's not a reason at all for you, for one iota. Once you apologize to your husband, whatever happened with the cheating thing, hey, honey, I was wrong. I'm sorry. You be done with that.
Yeah. That's refreshing. That's refreshing
but
to hear.
It's the truth. The truth is refreshing.
Very liberating.
Drop the thought.
It takes a weight.
So what?
It takes a weight. It takes a great weight off my heart.
Yeah.
For sure.
That's what the truth does.
Can I ask you one more question? I know you're busy.
Let me do this first. You understand that you're making a horrible mistake by holding on to the past, by remembering the past. That's the devil got you doing that.
Yeah, I believe that.
So drop the thought. You can drop
because
the past.
It's hell. It's hellish to think of it all the time.
All thoughts, that's
that
right.
Back.
All thoughts are all lies all the time, and that's what the devil wants you to do. And then you'll run into lost people who will try to make you think about it too, because they're lost.
The blind leading the blind.
Yes.
Jesse, that's amazing.
So, Anna, drop that and stop getting thrills from thinking about it. It's just a thrill. Oh, poor me. I had an abortion. Yeah. Poor child. Where did that child's soul go? I had this abortion. Yeah. I cheated on my husband. I feel so bad. It's all ego. It's all thrill. Let it go. And stop worshiping the devil.
Right. Jesse, I have one question. Is it possible, as we're forgiving others, that we need even to forgive our partners, our husbands? Is there ever a time when we need to forgive them, too?
What's a partner?
Well, my husband.
Why you call him a partner? He a husband.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Once
you forgive your mother and your father,
yes,
you start to live a life of forgiveness. It would be impossible, literally impossible, to ever judge again. No matter what your husband did, said, or is, no matter what your enemies have done to you or tried to hurt you, no matter what happens, it would be impossible for you to judge anyone at any time about anything, because you will have the Spirit of God. You will have wisdom guiding you, and wisdom cannot judge.
And even if your husband is like a total mama's boy, and he's a beta, and he's doing all the things wrong, but you can still forgive that.
Right, because once you overcome your hell, you're going to understand the hell in all human beings, and you would know that it's not them. It's the same spirit that made a home in you that caused you to do the things that you've done. It's the same spirit in him and everybody else. There's no difference. We're all the same.
Wow. It truly is a hell on earth.
Yeah, that but the hell is sure. In human beings.
Right. Well, I got to work on myself more then. I got to keep going.
Yes.
I need that. I need to do that. I need to forgive him. I have so much resentment, not just for that, but for so many other things.
But you are evil for judging him. The judger is worse than the judgee.
I do realize that. I stop myself and say, whoa, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You're looking down on him.
Yes.
And you say that God, he is the image. God through man.
Yes.
And man under the woman. I want to see him that way.
But then stop judging him.
You're right.
Have you forgiven your mother?
Yes, and I when you first said to forgive mothers, I thought that was so strange because I always thought that she was a saint. Another thought. She's passed, like she's deceased. What's the best way to forgive someone who's deceased? Is it good to just go to the grave and?
Well, the best way the right way is to realize. Just as you have done things, you know how you hate you're mad at your hubby, you can't stand him at times?
Yes.
And you don't want to be that way?
Yes.
Your mother has the same spirit. That came from your mother.
Right.
And your mother couldn't help but be the way that she was because her mother did it to her. And so when you realize you can't help yourself, it will cause you to realize that your mother couldn't help herself and you will forgive her, though she's dead.
Yes. And what you say about the father, returning to the father, is so true, Jesse, because I was adopted. I do not know who my father is to this very day. And that's always been a contention with me growing up as a child.
Yep, yep.
Always. Well, and you are so right.
Yep, just forgive, let it go. You're going to be free. Are you doing the silent prayer, Anna?
I am starting doing it. Yes, I've started it.
Are you doing the silent prayer, Anna, every day?
No, sir.
So why not, Anna?
Yeah, I need that.
Why aren't you doing it, though? Why aren't you doing it already?
Oh, laziness.
So how will you become free if you can't see?
I won't be able to.
So go.
I have to do that.
Yeah, just start doing it so you can practice being present with the Father. All right?
Yes. Yes, I 100% will.
Okay.
That's my medicine. I need that.
Yes. And so, Anna, stop. Forget about whatever abortion you had. Stop loving the thrill of feeling bad and worried about the soul of the children. It's all an act.
Right. You are right. You are so right.
All right, and don't let any of those Christians put that false feeling on you.
Yeah. No, I won't.
All right. Let me know how it goes,
Anna. Thank you so much, Jesse. And I just want to say before I go, you are amazing.
Amazing.
You helped to change my life in a very big way, spiritually.
Nice. Well, you stay with it, and you haven't seen anything, and I'm promising you that if you stay with it, you have a say. It gets better.
I will. I 100% will.
All right.
Thank you, Jesse. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Anna. Call me again.
And God bless you.
You too.
I will.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. 888-7753-773. Let me go quickly to first-time caller out of New York, Tony. Tony, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, hi, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Tony.
Okay, so just a quick question. So I'm divorced, and I'm in New York. And, you know, the systems are, not all, but this one is corrupt, the divorce court. So under duress, I signed an agreement just to get out of this court. And every month, I'm reminded how she used duress and the court to manipulate me to win in court. So how do I forgive her when every month I'm reminded when I have to write this check? I don't hate her, but when I remind, I know you laugh, but think about it. Every month they say, oh, Tony, you got to forgive her, you got to forgive her, put it in the past. Well, if she repents, then I forgive, right? Doesn't the Bible say you forgive those who repent? And how do I get rid of the anger? I'm not really angry at all. I just don't want to see her. So I feel bad for my adult children because they want me to attend birthday parties and whatnot. I said, no problem. If she's there, I'm not going there because her three best friends are all divorced. Are you sitting down? Three times.
Whoa.
So I don't want to be right. And they're all successful financially because they pumped and dumped three oil rigs called men through their lifetime.
Yeah.
So I don't want to be around that, Jesse.
So you don't have to go around it, but here's what you do. When the thoughts come about her doing that to you in court, you just let the thought pass. She's evil, and based on what you've said, she's evil and she can't help it. You just let the thoughts pass, and you'll be fine. It's just a thought.
Do I look like a sucker if I say, all right, I'll give in. When you go to a birthday party, I'll show up. for my granddaughter's birthday party, for graduation.
No, you don't. If you want to go to the birthday party, you go. And when, if she's there, then you just, hey, how you doing? And enjoy yourself and don't worry about her at all.
But I feel like I'm defeated because she's there with her three best friends. So if they look at me like, they're the alpha male.
No, you know what I'm saying? It's all a lie. Don't believe. You believe in thoughts.
I believe in thoughts?
Yeah. When you go to the party and you see them and you think that these people are thinking those things about you, let those thoughts pass too. You should never, ever, ever, ever. One thing I can promise you, Tony, you should never, ever, ever, ever give one thought to what a human being think about you. Human beings are evil, and they're not going to think well of you no matter what. So it doesn't matter either way. Don't think about what others are thinking about you. You just live your life.
So I'm like the sucker. I'm an alpha male that got destroyed financially in court. I mean, I'm not poor. But I'm just what?
You're a sucker when you listen to thoughts, when you believe thoughts.
Well, you say don't believe thoughts, but if you don't believe thoughts, then what? I'm having thoughts of starting to follow your program, and desires of starting to follow your philosophy. Isn't that a thought?
No, that was a practical thought. You call the show. You got your talk in. You're done with it. You don't need to think about that anymore. But the thoughts that you don't want to think about, you should not think about, are thoughts about, oh, I'm going to suck her every month. I got to give her this money. Oh, I'm a sucker when I'm at the party. The people think all those false ideas about yourself are not real. Let them pass.
Right. So, okay. How about, could I say, when she says she expects the money, I'm going to say, it's a thought in your head. Let it pass. Well, I'm glad you have a sense of humor. What you should do, I feel bad for some of the people I listen to call, because these men are stuck with, you know, two marriages, two stepchildren, very complicated. I like your philosophy. You were smart enough never to get married. Unfortunately, I wasn't, but I tell you one thing, I never remarried. That's one thing.
That's right. If you already have children, you've already gone through the hell with this other one. There's no reason to get married. Just work on you now. Do the silent prayer. Forgive your mother and your father. And your life is just going to become amazing, Tony. But don't spend one second of a time thinking about what others are thinking about you. I'm telling you, you're going to discover something that will blow your mind. Stop thinking about what others are thinking about you.
When are you going to write another book?
Real soon. Thank you.
All right. Hey, God bless you. I hope to talk to you soon. Yeah. And I'll be listening on your Twitter. That's where I got you now. I saw you on Twitter live, so I called him.
Right on.
And I guess, are you on a YouTube channel also?
Yeah. Jesse Lee Peterson.
All right. Well, hey, God bless you. You sound like a good guy and stuff. Too bad you don't come to New York, but I don't know why you don't come to New York. I know why.
I used to come to New York a lot, but I'm scared to go there now. It's so bad. No, I'm not. I'm not scared. I'm just joking. But I'll be coming to New York. I have some engagement coming up, so I will be coming there. And make sure we have your email or whatever, so we can let you know when I'm in the area.
All right. God bless you. You're helping a lot of young men that are—they're not evil, and these are females. They don't realize, like, Pastor Jesse, do you realize that it's females out in New York? And I'm not judging. Well, you shouldn't have to judge. But they weigh 250 pounds with tattoos and blue hair. Like, I feel bad for young men today.
But they're lost and they can't see. I got to run, Tony, but call me again, all right?
All right. I'm glad I made you laugh. Just remember that.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
888-775-3773. Super Chat.
Super Chat.
Super Chat.
C-on-C, about a coffee. These young guys serve only 4 years. Like J.D. Vance, only served 5 years to pay off school tuition and get all the perks. They don't even see no war, no blood, and they call themselves veterans. Bruh. Ah.
Nice. Thank you.
Someone bought a coffee. Hello. You say they're cleaning the homeless in L.A. off the street? I believe L.A. is the host city for 2028 Olympics. When they had the Olympics in Atlanta back in 1996, that's what they did here a few years prior to that.
That could be the reason. You might be onto something. I didn't know that. But I know that the governor announced the other day he's cleaning the homeless off the street. I bet you if that's true, that might be what it is. And as soon as the Olympic is gone, they'll be back on the streets.
Yep.
Well, man, thank you.
Black,
good point.
Black Rose bought a coffee. Jesse, it seems as if you are saving souls for Satan. Kamala Harris and the demon crates are doing rituals in our face and laughing at us all, as well as Donald Trump and the Repru clans. Yes, I spelled it as I see them. They are feeding off fear over all the world. That's how they got powerful. Watch out for London Bridge as well. Bridges in here in America. Ka-ka-ka. These are targets for power on both sides. The British still own America. Ka-ka-ka. If no one is around, why do you need a silent prayer? Pray out loud. Words are powerful and not silent. P.S. Jesse, who are the blacks?
I have no idea what you just said, what you're talking about. Wasn't it? Who is it?
Black Rose. Beautiful Black Rose.
I have no idea. Whatever. Black Rose, you say?
Yeah.
Black Rose, I have no idea what you're talking about, but thank you. It's so off the wall, I can't even respond because it doesn't make sense. But thank you, though. I appreciate it.
Thanks, as always,
yeah,
Black Rose.
Thank you.
Shout out to the top contributors on DLive, Zaverio Jones, Groovy Monkey, Wolf336, Karasu737, Misty, and Kid Combo One. Thank you guys for the lemons, ice cream, diamonds, subscriptions, and ninjaginis and ninjets. Thanks, guys. And I do believe that that may be all for now.
Thank you all. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. I do appreciate it. Let me go quickly to India and talk to Aman. Aman, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Don't call me, sir. I'm only 24. Just call me Aman.
All right, Aman.
So, yeah. So this question is bothering me, and I don't have the proper answer, and I'll be quick about it. So when I first heard you, there were two things I heard the most, and the two things were go and forgive and do the silent prayer. And I listened to the first, and I went to forgive my grandmother. And just after forgiving my grandmother, I felt so much peace. As soon as I opened my eyes, I would see the truth. Everything would everywhere I look, I would just know it. And I would feel so peaceful. And because I felt so peaceful, I thought that I don't need to start the silent prayer at all. So for 6 months after forgiving, I did not do the silent prayer. And when I started to lose my peace, then I was maybe I should do the silent prayer. And since then, it's been months and months that I don't have peace. But I'm still doing the silent prayer constantly, trying to get it back. How should I get it back, and what happened?
Just stay with the silent prayer. Watch those thoughts. Let them pass. You're fine. It's just you lost an imagination into your thoughts. Just let the thought, now that you're doing the silent prayer, you're more aware of the thoughts. Before you were not doing them, you were not aware how deep-rooted you are in the thoughts.
But I felt so peaceful, and now
forget about that and live for now. Forget about the past. Don't let the devil keep reminding you what you thought you had or didn't have. Just stay out of your head. Practice staying out of your head and live right now. This is a brand new day. Every day is renewed. It's a renewed day. It's a new day.
So will I get it back if I
Don't think about tomorrow. Don't think about tomorrow. All you have is right now. Forget about the past and don't think about what if. Don't think about tomorrow.
So this way I will get it back?
Just stay present and you'll be fine.
Okay, thank you.
Stay present, you'll be fine.
Yeah, but it's in the beginning it was so peaceful.
You still focus on something that doesn't exist now. Come back to present and you'll be fine.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Justin.
That makes sense?
Yeah, it makes sense, but at the same time, it's like I lost something so precious.
You haven't
like
lost anything. You haven't lost anything. Cut it out. All you're doing is chasing feelings and the past. How about living in the present? Stop the thrill of thinking about what you had. You just get the thrill from that. You love the pain of that.
And what about the shaking I'm going through, like when I'm doing the prayer now?
Don't worry about that. Just be still. Whatever happened, let it happen. You just watch. But stop loving the thrill of the past, all right?
Okay.
It's an illusion now. It doesn't exist.
Okay.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Justin.
All right, buddy.
Take
care. Bye. Thank you. I'm out of time. I am so out of time. I don't know where the time went. That lady called us yesterday. She said the earth is flat and time is going around it or under it or something, up and down it. I'm out of time. Get on the straight and narrow, folks. You're in your thoughts or all lies all the time. It's just a thought. The good ones and the bad ones are both deceivers. They're liars. It's just a thought. You are deeply into your imagination, and you have no idea how deep until you start to come out of it. Do the silent prayer. RevealingTheMan.com/prayer. And watch. Forgive. Your mama, everybody in the world, if you want to be free, you got to forgive mama. Mama is your problem until you forgive her. And forgive your father for not protecting you from mama. He was married to his mama. He made a baby with his mama. It's the same spirit, I mean. Donate. RebuildingTheMan.com. Support us. RebuildingTheMan.com/donate or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663. The Hake Report coming up now. The HakeReport.com. And then join our Friday TV. And at 4 p.m., the American Anchor, baby. Sent to you by God. The American Anchor Baby was sent to you by God. His mama did just drop across the board and went back overseas. I'm out of time. Thank you for your support, your super chats and all that. Thank you all. I'll be back tomorrow if the Lord is willing and the creek don't ride. Manhood Hour. Take care. Bye. So I asked the question, are you better than a child molester? I've discovered over the 30 years of counseling, the one thing that's missing, the one thing that's missing, and I think because it's not taught in the homes or talked about, we don't have examples of it, right, is love. Our theme this year is to bring back Christianity, to love God with all our heart, soul, and might, our neighbor as ourselves, and to endure. And there, when you're in a fallen state, people will judge the molester but think they're better than the molester. And I ask, well, why do you think you're better? What I realize, it doesn't matter what you think about yourself or how much you have or don't have or how you accomplish things in life or don't. If you have no love, you have nothing. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND.